This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The tenth ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be back on track after the release of a second group of militant-held hostages and Palestinian prisoners. But an hours-long delay underscored its fragility. Hamas had accused Israel of violating the agreement, which has brought the first significant pause in fighting in 7 weeks. Israel appeared to be set to resume its devastating air war and ground offensive until Qatar and Egypt, which mediate with Hamas, announced late Saturday that the obstacles had been overcome. The clause on the Israeli side as the militants released 17 hostages, including 13 Israelis, while Israel freed 39 Palestinian prisoners. The release of a third group of hostages and prisoners is expected later Sunday. Hamas also said one of its top commanders had been killed without saying when or how. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is gunfire in Sierra Leone, which has declared a nationwide curfew after unidentified gunmen attacked a military barracks and attempted to break into an armory in the capital. The government said in a statement that security forces were in control of the situation, but residents told the news service Reuters that gunfire and explosions remain audible. The political situation in Sierra Leone has remained tense since the re-election of the president in a disputed election in June, the result of which was rejected by the main opposition candidate. This is VOA News.
Cari fratelli e sorelle,
Pope Francis appeared seated in the chapel of his residence instead of St. Peter's Square. While an aide read his Sunday message on his behalf, Francis, who coughed and had a bandaged hand, said he had a lung inflammation. China's health ministry on Sunday urged local authorities to increase the number of fever clinics as the country grapples with a surge in respiratory illness in its first full winter since easing COVID-19 restrictions. National Health Commission spokesman Mi Feng said in a news conference that the surge in acute respiratory illness was linked to the simultaneous circulation of several kinds of pathogens, most prominently influenza. The foreign ministers of China, Japan, and South Korea met in the port city of Busan on Sunday, seeking to restart cooperation among the Asian neighbors to pave a way for a summit of the three leaders of those nations. China's top diplomat, Wang Yi, said the three countries should play an active role in promoting regional and global development. Residents complained of throat and eye irritation on Sunday as hazardous air quality continues to plague India's capital, New Delhi. Roads and buildings were shrouded in smog in the city as the U.S. Embassy's air quality index hovered around 330. Russian authorities say Ukraine overnight tried to attack Moscow. VOA's Tommy McNeil says it appears that Ukraine launched dozens of drones.
Russia makes the claim a day after Ukrainian officials said Russia launched its most intense drone attack on Kyiv since the beginning of its full-scale war in 2022. Russian air defenses brought down at least 24 drones over the Moscow region, which surrounds but does not include the capital, and three other provinces to the south and west. One drone reportedly crashed into a high-rise apartment building in the city of Tula, south of Moscow, and two airports serving Moscow briefly shut down because of the attack. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
One of the world's largest icebergs is drifting beyond Antarctic waters after being grounded for more than 30 years, according to the British Antarctic Survey. The iceberg known as A23A split from Antarctic's Filchner Ice Shelf in 1986, but it became stuck on the ocean floor and remained there for many years. The iceberg is about three times the size of New York City and more than twice the size of Greater London. It measures about 4,000 square kilometers. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.